Hey guys, Lance Erline here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back. 713-780-3776. Toro goes to David's church, so be nice. Toro's fine. He just stomps his foot.
Yeah. He doesn't talk, and it's not great for radio.
It's not good radio. My app is fine. Everybody, I've got a couple. Not Dan Holden. It's fine. Dell and I were just both listening to it, and the app is fine. It's working fine. Get a new flip phone.
I mean, what we would say is maybe if you put the poor's phone down and get a new one, you'd be okay. Look, I don't know.
Don't have an iPhone.
Not Dan Holden. And others, and particularly Jackie's had this issue in the past. And every time he tweets about it, I listen, and it's fine. So I don't know.
Ruben apparently was the one who designed all the social media graphics. He's the one who pissed off all of Seattle with the broom.
Oh, graphic. He put up. Oh, in his decommitment tweet from the Astros, he put up all of his work, and you can see it.
Decommitment tweet.
He's done a lot of bangers that people love, but now he's going to be doing it for the Texans.
For the Texans.
Get him on the show.
So they're going to get. They're going to get a little feisty, aren't they?
Get them on the show,
probably.
You
want to talk to the senior graphic designer?
Better than Toro.
Ooh, no.
Getting rid of Toro now?
No. Toro's
the Texans?
Toro's got a new fit. I don't know if you saw all the stuff
going on
today. I was
going to say, Toro's got to have some.
He's got new fits.
Please don't have them do what Mattress Mack did where Toro's drinking lean.
I don't think they're going to do
that. Please don't go that far with it.
I always thought the Texans' color scheme included Insperity Club White. No, that's not it, Tony.
It's got to be.
Insperity Club White.
How did you like? I didn't see. I saw a lot of the uniforms. Do you have a favorite?
I like that gray one.
Which gray one?
Is that gray? Is there an alternate?
It was all gray.
I don't think they have a gray uniform.
It was darkish. Maybe, looked charcoal.
Maybe H-Town blue.
Are you colorblind?
Maybe he's talking about the Mets City Connect jerseys. What are you talking about?
Is that it?
Maybe that's an all-gray uniform. I think if we're doing this fashion thing, I'm a fan of any of the monochrome stuff. When they go white jersey, red pants, I like that look. I like the red jersey, white pants look that they were shown. I like the variations. The monochrome stuff, take it or leave it with me.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I saw Tank and
I don't think they have a gray jersey. I think we would have seen.
Well, what color would you call it?
It was darkish blue with the H-Town blue as an accent color.
Wait a minute.
Color.
What color do you see the dress? Is the dress
which
purple
color is the
and
dress
black, now? Or is it gold and white?
Oh, I'm telling you. Whatever.
They have four uniforms. None of them are gray. It's either blue, white, or red, and then H-Town blue as an accent color. They're out there. You can go to the Twitter accounts and see, and their social media accounts and see them.
Yeah, well, I saw gray, so I don't know what you saw.
The reds are pretty tough. I like them.
Yeah, I like the red, too. I like the red. I think they did a good job. They did a nice job. I'm not crazy about the H. I like the other H that they had at the beginning, but whatevs. I mean, it doesn't look like there's a gray one for whatever reason.
Were you drinking when you saw the gray?
I might have.
Might have.
Okay. All right. Well,
let's move on then, I guess.
This morning, I don't know. I might be a little hungover and my eyes are blurry. Whatever. Yeah. All right. 713-780-3776 is the number. Daniel wants to get in here. Talks about the graphic designer. Hey, Daniel.
Yeah. I want to just kind of honor y'all's old colleague, Raheel, and throw some shade at the graphic designer. You bet.
Okay.
To the Astros and just bails out, jumps on the Texans.
It does feel like,
a rat off a sinking ship, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It does. We go on a little bit of a losing streak. That's a great point, Daniel. It's what it looks like. It looks like, oh, you know what? I got to get these bangers are waiting. I'm I got some new bangers I'm trying to release for the Texans.
Even when they were winning, people were jumping off that ship.
Well, all of the front office people.
Were they jumping off or were they pushed?
No, I think a lot of
them. Was a combination of both, actually.
Yeah, a lot of people have been jumping off that ship.
But Ruben,
well, some of them got good opportunities because of it, like Mike Elias. Not everyone jumped off the ship. Some people rode that to good opportunities.
Yeah, but if you're only winning 7 out of 24 games, how many banger graphics can you put out? It's a lot of final Cubs 7 Astros 2 stuff.
Do you have any not again?
Yeah, you can't put up a graphic when your team's continuing to get drilled. He's got a whole offseason to put up graphics for the Texans. And then
first inning problems.
You can't do that. You can't do that. That's up to the Astros admin that no one likes. So he's moving to a team where he can put up graphics all off season, and then hopefully as they win a lot of games, he'll be able to throw up some good ones that people love. But it does feel like he's jumping off a ship that's about to sink.
Are you jumping off the Astros ship, John? It feels like you've been off the ship and you're on a life raft after saying this would be what I call the greatest team in the history of baseball.
I'm totally disgusted with them, if that's what you're asking.
Are you off the ship? Are you jumping on the Texans too? Do you have a graphic coming out where you say, with all that said, in your last paragraph, with all that said, I now believe the Texans will have the greatest season of their history?
We already know you're scared of
the quarterbacks this year.
I might have been off a hair.
Are you jumping off the ship is my question.
No, I'm not jumping off the ship. I'm going to continue to watch, and I'm going to continue to be pissed off. You know what? I'm mad at him. It's like,
you know what? Actually, you care. Yeah. You know what? As long as you're still mad at him, that's fine. You're engaged.
No, I'm mad at him. So
I'm not even bothered by this anymore.
No, that's bad. That's real bad. That's how we were with the Texans. That's how we were with
the Rockets.
That's
when divorces happen.
That's how we were with the Rockets. That's how we were with the Texans. Oh, well, what are you going to do? They suck.
Oh, a lawyer says, I think Brian's a lawyer, I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure there's going to be a bunch of litigation that delays the new FTC non-compete rule from going into effect anytime soon.
Well, but
stop
good luck
doing graphics of me running to 6'10 like Forrest Gump. And then Tom says Lance is now going to search for the best non-compete clauses over who has the best catastrophic medical coverage plan. That's not the way I operate.
That's something you should look into. We got breaking news, gentlemen. The Heisman Trust is going to give Reggie Bush's Heisman back.
Oh, good.
Well, you know why?
He deserves it.
Did you see Johnny Manziel's tweet about Reggie Bush?
I remember it was something along the lines of he should get his Heisman. Did he do something else?
So he said he would not be attending because it goes against his moral compass.
Oh, I did see this.
Of him not having Johnny Manziel's moral compass had been offended.
He was offended, and he would not be attending the Heisman ceremony anymore.
There's nothing I want to see more than Reggie Bush get his Heisman back. I think that the NCAA is complete BS. He's one of the best college football players, and deserves to be on that stage every year. He said, I will not be attending. This isn't the one. I will not be. He said, I won't be attending because it goes against my moral compass. Johnny Manziel's moral compass. I was like, you have one of those?
The Mopey and Mape show, when he tweeted that, we're like, quietly, the Heisman Trust is like, we'd rather you not come anyway.
So you're not coming?
Don't threaten us with a good time, Johnny.
Yeah. Dude, talk more about how you lost 40 pounds just doing blow every day.
We're not quite sure. We wouldn't take yours away if there's a way we could do it.
But we did it. So you're not coming? Now Reggie Bush is going to get his Heisman back, and Johnny Manziel's going to go.
Well, they had to I guess in honor of one USC running back never being able to attend anymore, you know, because he died. They go, hey, Reggie, you want to replace him? Hey, we need a USC running back in the fold. OJ gone, Reggie in. clean swap. Let's keep it moving.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I don't. You want to be swapped out for OJ?
Well, okay. I'm just making connections here.
Swapped in? Well, OJ's dead, so we can bring
this
you
is what
in
I'm
now,
saying.
Reggie.
Hey, we had a quota on USC running backs who would be allowed to come.
Yeah. Oh, my. And it's ones that were questionable.
Yeah.
I mean, on their behavior.
What was their rule on OJ? He had his Heisman Trophy, but then they just quietly say, hey, don't show up? Because he never showed up. Did they have a rule in place that OJ couldn't walk in the building?
I don't know what I forget. Or did they didn't strip him?
No, he had his Heisman.
He has his Heisman,
which I would assume.
But then it gets taken from him.
I think it might have been stolen, but I don't think they removed it from it being a thing. So did they say he could never show up? Because I don't think I saw that anywhere. It just might have been understood that hey, how about you don't walk in through the doors.
Yeah,
it would get awkward.
Yeah, it'd be best. OJ, it'd just be it. You know, please just don't show up.
Hey,
don't come.
Show the social graces of not showing up to the event. I'm not sure if they banned him or not.
He's like the Greg Norman at the Masters.
Greg Norman's like, hey, wait a minute.
Hey.
What? Don't compare me to him.
Listen, the Masters said, we don't want you
here. No. You insulted him a little bit.
No.
A lot of order yourself.
Greg Norman is the OJ of the Heisman.
Okay? Wow. Greg Norman's got to be like, not that guy.
Not
maybe somebody
all
else.
Guys, don't compare me to that one.
What did he do? Why is Greg Norman not allowed or not welcome?
Because of Liv.
Financial disagreement? That's
No, it's he said he actually split up all of golf.
He destroyed golf from the inside.
Yes. You know what? And it's Greg Norman is going to be remembered for the guy that ruined golf.
He's a national hero, even though he's not even from this
the
country.
The guy that ruined golf.
Yeah. Greg Norman. Congratulations, Greg.
See, you got to go past Phil. A lot of people probably put it on Phil, but it is Norman.
It is Norman. Norman's the one that did it. Norman's been trying
choking.
To do this forever. He had another one that he failed on. He's been trying to ruin
greedy golfers.
And some would say, oh, really? Because look how much more the purses are since Greg Norman did this.
Got a point. O.J. Simpson's Heisman is displayed at Heritage Hall, which is at USC. So it's readily available to see. It wasn't something they hid. So I guess if he wanted to go, he would have been allowed to go to the ceremony.
Yeah, he just lost his invitation, that's all.
They just never sent it
to
him.
They just never. They lost.
Always got lost in the mail.
Yeah. You know what's not going to get lost in the mail? Your free reign coffee. It won't get lost in the mail. They mail it to you, okay? I've got another package coming. When I run out of free reign, I've got it on, you know, it will deliver me coffee every so often, every couple of months. You can put down how much when you want your free reign coffee to come in. And it will automatically send it to you. It's a great system. You don't have to go shopping in the store. You've got it delivered to you. But wonderful packaging. Do you want the beans? Do you want it ground? Do you want the pods? Whatever it is that you're looking for, you've got it. You got 20% off when you put in promo code ESPN20. Slow roasted, small batches, unbeatable, smooth coffee, full rich flavor. It's Texas. It's San Angelo. It's Rip from Yellowstone. It's just community and country. And it just is. It's the perfect way to start your day. Dream, coffee, work, repeat. Get up and get after it with free reign coffee. 975coffee.com. 975coffee.com. Try it. You'll see. It's just different. Put in promo code ESPN20 for 20% off site wide.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Houston's longest running sports radio morning show from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John and Lance.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. Let's get some calls in here. Spencer wants to talk about his Astros. Hey, Spencer.
Hey, guys. So, you know, trying to dissect and figure out what's going on with this team, you know, to me, it's really not too complicated. We've had, coming off the 106-win 106 regular season win, World Series championship seasons. We've had back-to-back terrible off seasons. And, you know, you look at this roster, the way it's constructed right now, it's extremely top-heavy. And, you know, we have some very good high-end talent in the lineup and in the rotation and the bullpen. But the back half of the roster is just hot garbage. And, you know, whether you want to blame Crane for the bad contract, blame...
Well, certainly the non-general manager tenure was bad. I guess not. Carlos Correa was the correct decision, right? Because look at the production that you got from Pena versus the money. Okay, it's not even arguable.
True, true.
Letting Springer go was okay. Gerrit Cole might be another story. Letting Gerrit Cole go without paying him mega bucks and having him at the top of your rotation. He has been spectacular for the Yankees. Injured now, but man, if you still had Gerrit Cole, how awesome would that be? Okay. Charlie Morton, George Springer, Carlos Correa, Gerrit Cole, in order. Who else am I missing that they've let go?
I don't like counting Charlie Morton. I mean, that was
Charlie
so
Morton.
Ago.
No, Charlie Morton is still pitching and it's won a world title. I mean,
yeah, but
for the money
Charlie
that you would have, for $15 million a year for Charlie.
Yeah,
Morton?
No, I think it was a mistake. But in terms of the core Astros, did Charlie leave after 17 or was that after 18?
It was after 17, I believe. Was he not the first?
Sure, he
one?
Didn't stay one more year. I feel like he stayed.
He
one
left
more
after
year.
18.
After 18.
Yeah. Yeah, year where he went 15-3.
Yeah.
Wait, he went 15-3 in 18?
Yes.
Yeah. And he was great. What do you mean? Charlie Morton is
part
of this.
Yeah, no, I didn't understand letting him walk.
And especially for the money. Especially for that money.
Yeah.
Now, I guess you could figure, he's done. Guess what? You figured wrong.
I'll be honest. Jeff Bagwell would never let him walk.
Right. Well...
If Bagwell were here then, we would have definitely had
Jeff
Charlie
Bagwell,
Morton.
That would have been a really good Jeff Bagwell decision then.
Yeah, it would have been a four-year deal. Probably about $16 million a year would have been a good deal.
That would have been fine. You know what?
So he's I'm going to give really Bagwell for credit for that deal.
So in order.
Charlie George, because you're not counting Keekly. So you're going Charlie, George, you're going.
Keuchel.
Is it?
Keekly's the linebacker.
I mean, yeah, not Keuchel. Luke Keekly.
Are you counting J.D. Martinez?
Dallas Keuchel. No, I'm not counting J.D. Martinez.
Well, I don't know. I'm sure it would be nice to have had him all these years.
Yeah, but that's a long time ago when they were Dookie scraps.
Yeah. No, they were starting to get good then. They let J.D. Martinez go right before the 15 season?
Yeah, they weren't starting to get good. They stunk.
They were in the playoffs in 15.
In 15 they were. He wasn't on that team.
No, they let him go right before that.
That's what I was saying, and they were a losing team the year before that. You can't count him.
I don't know.
They didn't even have a core. They didn't even have their core in place. I mean, since they built the Astros
up. Yeah, they
up,
did. Carlos Correa came up. George Springer
Correa
was there.
Correa wasn't up
Jose
until 15.
Jose Altuve was there.
They let him go before Correa ever came up.
Martinez's last year with the Astros was 13, so they had another year of stink in 14.
They were awful when J.D. Martinez. I was with Charlie at that point. We talked a lot of Astros, John. Where no one else did, and management told Charlie not to. He did it anyway.
All I know is they let a really good player go there. That's
yeah, they
so
screwed
up. So I don't care
up.
If they were bad or not. They let a really good player go.
They missed on an eval 11
okay.
years ago.
Okay.
What are you going to do? It's going to happen sometimes. And the Dodgers let a really good Yordan go.
Right.
It happens.
Okay, so in order, the biggest mistakes on letting guys go was Gerrit Cole first.
No.
Yes. Yes.
But though he was never but that wasn't a mistake. He was never in play for the Astros.
What do you mean he was never in play? You just have to pay offer him money.
No, that's not part of it. We
it
don't
is.
Do that. No, it's not. Why are you saying they should do something what Jim Crane fundamentally doesn't believe in? He doesn't beat people in free agency deals.
Well, that's it.
He doesn't
okay?
even compete.
That's exactly the point, Lance.
So you're saying Jim needs to compete for free agency
deals. That's exactly the point. He's letting guys go and get big contracts elsewhere as opposed to him paying them. Okay?
Well, if he pays them,
in
he doesn't
order,
have money for
the
other
worst
guys.
Decisions in that have been Gerrit Cole, then George Springer, then Charlie Morton, and then Carlos Correa.
Well, how could you – but you know you can't sign all those guys financially, right?
No. But you could have signed one of them. The mistakes have been Garrett Cole, George Springer, Charlie Morton, and
– Is Correa a mistake?
Correa.
With payment?
No, that's the least. That's the, okay. That's the,
so
the,
does
that's,
it even belong on the list?
Yes.
You still think it belongs on the list, though?
Well,
yeah, see, I wouldn't put stuff on a list if you don't think it's a mistake.
Sure, he let really, him go, but they had
I mean, is this the first year we've complained about George not being an Astro? We haven't complained about George not being – that was just a – they've won championships without George. They've gone to World Series without George.
Yeah, and they've gone to World Series without Garrett Cole, too. And
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. I don't know.
But
I think
it's
just,
now all of this is catching up to them.
At some point,
Garrett Cole's also hurt.
The talent drain is hitting now. Unfortunately.
What's hitting also is dealing for – it's making some of these deals for players. And, you know, the Drew Gilbert ones may come back to really bite the Astros. But some of the moves that they've – some of it is just that they haven't replenished the minor leagues the way they need to also. That's part of it too. Look at these pitchers that were coming up. Yucky.
Well, yeah.
They're not yummy. They're yucky. And if we keep messing around – I mean, I've already seen this happen with the Lance Berkman and Roy Oswalt Astros. They waited. Then they didn't have value. They tried to move those guys. There was no value left. They didn't have a minor league system, and you went in a gigantic toilet.
The only pitcher that they gave away that's done anything, though, was Joe Musgrove. I mean, where is the Verlander stuff?
On the way out, Hader did.
Josh Hader, that was costly. There's no question. But the only pitcher in these trades, Hader – and Joe Musgrove, because in the Verlander trade, where are all these guys that are so great? In the Greinke trade, where are all these guys that are so great? I mean, it's really you know how they're supposed to replenish it? Jeff Luhnow continuing to draft for this team and finding talent. Let's not forget Jose Urquidy, Luis Garcia. They came up through this organization, and after 17, when they needed pitching. J.P. France came up. Hunter Brown came up. I mean, they've had guys that have come up through the system and actually contributed to.
Tell me
if
one of these guys, have any of these guys ever pitched? 2017, Justin Verlander. Jake Rogers, Franklin Perez, and Daz Cameron.
Yeah.
Have any of those guys even?
Well, that's what I'm saying. What do you? They replenish what?
I mean, and
replenish
I looked at
guys that didn't do anything?
Yeah, no, they used to get away with it. Like Corbin Martin, J.B., Bukauskas, Seth Beer, and Josh Rojas for Greinke. I would argue that Greinke was nice. He was fine. You know, he had his moments. Mostly he was just kind of awkward.
Yeah, I mean, replenish the system. They've got guys that have been coming up for years and helping them out through the system.
Yeah, but the system does not look good right now.
It hasn't looked good for years, though.
You're in a dangerous predicament because you're going to keep losing. Your owner, unless you want your owner to fundamentally change and say, I will battle teams for my free agents when they come up, you're going to continue to lose. We already know Bregman's gone. We already know Kyle Tucker's gone. Your best players leave.
This is where you most miss Luhnow, evaluating talent in the draft and signing Latin American players.
Yes, but he didn't. But it doesn't change fundamentally. With Luhnow here, the owner doesn't believe in fighting for his own signing top free agent deals.
Still,
he doesn't really believe
Luhnow was able to bring guys in and that you haven't been able to do. So.
Luhnow in the scouting department.
Yeah, yeah.
That's way more than Jeff Luhnow. That's Jeff Luhnow. Stuff happens before Jeff Luhnow, and those guys are all gone too.
Well, it was his system, and you know what? It was a great system, and that's what
so
you
saying bring
that's
back-
what you are missing most right now from him leaving after 2019. You're missing that 5 years. This 5 years of him replenishing by great evaluation and smart signings in the Latin American community.
I think Click was fine. I think Dana Brown is incomplete. We don't know on Dana Brown, and frankly, I think some of his hands are tied. He's a wartime now. He's in wartime. Everything was great for it was easier in a way. In a way, it was easier for Jeff Luhnow because he started from the bottom. I mean, he was ground floor. He did a good job. He had high draft picks. He did a good job with his draft picks. He did a good job with the Yordan trade. It was incredible. I think James Click did a nice job of tightening up some things that needed to be tightened up. But now the bullets that are flying. I mean, and Leno had some tougher. I think his decisions were already made. I don't think it was a tough decision to let George Springer go. George was gone. James Click, I think his whole thing was, let's do as much as I can do. You know, the players were, the lineup was relatively set, but there were some moves Dusty wanted, and James Click wouldn't get them done, and Dusty really didn't like that and pushed hard on that, and that's one of the reasons James Click was gone.
Yeah. All right, we got to break it. We got to break it. 713-780-3776. We got a full board. You guys have got thoughts about all of this. So we'll get to you on the other side. We promise. We're going to the phones. Houston Disparity Invitational presented by United Healthcare at the Woodlands Tournament Course. I was out there a couple of weeks ago for an event for the event for this deal, and it is just perfect. It's awesome. If you haven't seen the tournament course in a while, I mean, it's in great shape. It's just beautiful. April 29th through May 5th, spectators are invited to attend May 1st through the 5th. Okay, so you've got to get out there and watch 78 of the best PGA Tour champions of all time. Disparity Invitational, proud to continue its tradition, offering free general grounds admission. Free. You go out there for nothing. So does it get any better? Watch Stephen Alker defend his title for the third time in a row. You can find more information at InsperityInvitational.com. You get the tournament schedule, the ticket info, the player field, the events, tee times, parking and shuttle options, spectator policies, all of it. InsperityInvitational.com. You can get out there May 1st through 5th for the Insperity, the United Healthcare Insperity Invitational.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.
Listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back. Let's go. Let's get some calls in here. Charlie wants to talk about his Texans and his Astros. Hey, Charlie.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, I just had two quick things. I'm not sure if y'all heard. Yesterday, I'm the Gallant, and the other guy chose about
this was Joe George,
MLB analyst guy. Hello?
Joe George. Go ahead, Joe George is the other guy, yeah.
Yeah, Joe George.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that guy. The MLB, I'm not really good with names, so the MLB analyst guy that was on the show from CBS talking about how he wished they would move Jeremy Peña to the second spot and move Alvarez back to three or four, which, I mean, it sounds like a good idea. I mean, he's one of our best contact hitters right now, even though we all suck. But it seems like that'll be better and just push everyone back after that. And maybe that can help a little bit on the lineup. And then also my other thing was, is this what are the odds Wednesday? I feel like Hannah McNair kind of reminds me of a Jennifer Lawrence from Red Sparrow or like a Natasha Romanoff. So what are the odds he in 2 years supplants Cal McNair by, you know, divorcing him, getting sole ownership of the team, thereby completing the final coup d'etat, and, you know, making the team pretty much red.
Wow. He's saying, let me just
Russian?
Get this straight. He's
Red
basically
Sparrow?
Saying that she, is that what that was? Is it Red a Russian Sparrow. Show?
Yeah,
I don't know that.
It's a movie, yeah.
I don't think she's a Russian plant, but the question is, can she usurp Cal as the soul?
She already has.
Well, not through divorce.
It seemed like Ishido was trying to do some of that, too.
She would have to do something more drastic if she's going to take over the team.
Yeah, it would probably take.
Is he insinuating that she might be a Russian spy?
I just think he's insinuating
taking over our team?
Maybe he's calling her a honey trap?
Hmm. Did you watch The Americans?
Yeah.
I mean, Kerry Russell could get it.
Yeah.
What does that have to do with this?
Yeah. Well, that's an aside.
Yeah, but it wouldn't have been believable if Kerry Russell had married Cal.
What? Is it?
It's about as believable.
How believable is it that Hannah is married to Cal?
More than
she,
Kerry Russell.
No.
Well, Kerry Russell's famous, sure, and an actress, but, I mean, Hannah McNair, if you just put the two.
Hannah McNair's not Kerry Russell in The Americans.
We've had this
she didn't
talk
come
before.
Over.
You're the one that said this.
I did?
Yeah, you're comparing her to Kerry Russell.
No, I just said Kerry Russell could get it. I said that's an aside.
Oh, well, he's comparing her to Red Sparrow, which is Jennifer Lawrence.
Which is a Russian spy.
No, yeah. I think he's... Okay, so I don't think she's Russian. His whole thing is, could she end up... Is there a plot to take over the team? No, there's not. I think she's basically in control.
I don't think you could do it through divorce.
They got rid of Kerry. They beat Kerry in a court of law. So I think they're good, right?
Yeah.
They beat the brother... back, so they beat his because he tried to jump in here. We did have a little bit of, I'll admit it now, I got a little, we went Game of Thronesy, but there was just some.
You are not serious people.
There it is.
We kind of are.
It was kind of more Succession, actually.
All right.
But she's not, is she Shiv? That's one of the, that's a daughter, though.
No.
Is she Tom?
Mm-hmm.
Where did Tom end up?
On top.
On top.
Where did Tom end up?
Mm-hmm. Is she Tom?
Is Cal Shiv?
She married into the family. Mm-hmm. Now she's taking over.
Is Cal Roman? No, Cal's the guy who tried to run for president.
No, Cal Shiv.
Cal is Shiv.
I just don't feel like Cal's Shiv.
I know you don't want to make that comparison, but in this case, he's Shiv.
Yeah, I guess so.
There's a certain belief in themselves that's invalidated by all the things, all the facts that happen around them. And the husband that maybe, or this the significant other, maybe you didn't think had this type of swag and this pull
does.
And look where we are now.
Hey, all right.
It doesn't.
Let's get
clean.
Mark in here. Mark, what's going on?
Hey, good morning, fellas. I've got a 2-part question in regards to the draft. Depending on how, I think things get really interesting right at the 15th pick, depending on how the draft shakes out in the first half. And if skilled position players and quarterbacks start going pretty heavy, do you think the Texans could trade back in after the 15th to possibly try and get a high-end D tackle or linebacker or something? And my second part question is, I'm seeing a lot of Steelers mock drafts, and it looks like they're going tackle or center. Is that pretty much a foregone conclusion, or are you hearing something different? And it's not happening.
So I think if they traded in, it would have to be I don't think it'd be that high. No. It's just too costly. They could package their earliest second, a 42nd pick. But remember now, did they give up a future two, or am I thinking of somebody else? No, it's their so they could take maybe the 42nd pick, which is Minnesota's, and maybe tie something else up with it and move into the 20s. If there's a cornerback like Nate Wiggins, because I think he's going to fall some. If they like Kool-Aid McKinstry, I do think there's a chance that they could trade back into the first for a corner. I actually do. I actually think that's possible because that's the outside corner across from Stingley is messy. It's not, they've got C.J. Henderson on a prove-it contract. They've got a one-year deal prove-it contract on Jeffrey Okuda. I think it's possible they could do that. I don't think Byron Murphy falls. They could maybe trade up for a guy like Johnny Newton, but Johnny Newton's not much of a run stopper. He's more of a pass rusher, and I think he'll fall into the early second round from Illinois. I think the Texans could be active. Yeah, for sure. Could they trade back into the first round? To me, it would have to be like pick number 25, 26 in that neighborhood. I don't think it would be all the way to the mid-first. That's just too expensive.
All right. Eric, let's get him in here. Hey, Eric, what's going on?
Yes, sir, John.
What's up, buddy?
Tiny from the, I guess, crawfish that you do golf. The golf board.
You need what?
I'm a big LSU fan.
And you, what do you need, Eric?
Do y'all have a crawfish, Tiny's crawfish thing?
Yes.
Don't you have your crawfish thing with Tiny? Wife,
yes, his wife, Danielle, was in the car with me. I'm an Uber driver. She's the Alabama fan. And she says, she goes, Roll Tide.
This is all a lie.
Hmm. An LSU fan came stuck his flag in my booty.
I don't understand anything that he's saying.
That was an inside joke that he decided to play out in real life on our show.
Oh, okay.
somebody's wife. He tried to basically call an LSU fan an Alabama fan to make somebody upset.
Mm. People use this time. I don't know if you want to call it a vendetta, but, you know, work out bits on this show.
Yeah.
Secret sometimes bits.
Like,
you
or you call out when Barron called in and wanted to shout out his doctor.
Yeah, things like that.
Yeah.
People do that.
Remember? Yeah.
And that is filtered into Mopey and Mapes, too. People will call in and go, hey, hey, Del, I just want to shout out my plumber. I was like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, sometimes, okay, I remember what this is
like
from.
I do think the throw shade thing is actually a great idea to put somebody on blast that you don't like. I mean, that should always be open on any day. I don't know about working out bits or inside jokes with one friend. I don't know if that's great for our show.
I'm pretty sure it's not awesome. Should we bring back Throw Shade Thursday?
Well,
it got ugly to some of the other shows.
Well, the reason we don't do it is because you got scared because the other shows are catching a lot of the heat. I don't mind it. I didn't care. But the other thing is, wasn't that a Raheel,
you're Del, another show
John
now.
And Del thing? I don't want to leave the guy who kind of brought it to the station out of it.
Oh, I don't care about leaving him out of it.
I know you don't. It feels like bit infringement a little
bit. What about if we called
it
on blast?
It was part of the show. He didn't own it.
But he's no longer here.
Well, he's not dead.
Do you want to bring him on every Thursday?
No, well, you should be able to put somebody on blast anytime.
Yeah,
you
can do that, but to call it Throw Shade Thursday takes it away from the guy who helped start.
Yeah, but it rhymes. It's on blast Thursday? No.
No, we don't have to make it a day. You just
allow
it
to happen.
Say you want to go on blast. Say, I got to go on blast. That's all you have to do. Whenever people want to
do
it,
see, the problem with it was that Fred caught a lot of it at that time. And it was like, oh, my God, it's just let's blast Fred.
Well, he wasn't the only one who caught it.
AJ
caught some of it, too.
Yeah, AJ caught some. Yeah, but it was a lot of Fred. And so, but we can't do that anymore.
Well, don't you know after someone passes, all we hear is kind words. That's how the life works.
So he
wouldn't get crushed anymore.
No, maybe AJ, who's coming back to Texas, maybe he could get crushed.
I think the object of everyone's slander would be Paul. Yes, Paul would be the one who got killed.
Paul,
yes.
And that other guy.
His name's Joe, by the way. Joe George. Yeah, whatever. We told that guy twice. He's like, oh, whatever. But, the other guy.
Yeah, I'm not good with names. I'm not good with names.
846 ESPN. If you guys want to, you know, put people on blast, you're more than welcome. This is the place to do it. 713-780-3776. But right now, Lance, you got to tell people how to join the club.
Yeah, join the club. The club is what we're calling the, we don't call it that. It's an actual thing that Texas Star Grill Shops has. And the club, you can join it at 975grills.com. You get discounts on a variety of different things that they have in the store. You get all kinds of information. People who join the club are meat eaters, okay? I don't think there's going to be a lot of vegetarians joining the club. These are people who love, they're just built a little bit different. That's me, that's you, that's everybody on this show. But it may be you too. So go join the club and go see what some of the offers and options are. And it's just a simple sign up on the website. Now, if you go into the site, if you say, hey, guys, I really want to get that new pizza oven I've heard so much about. I got a really cool grill. I want to get that pizza oven. These pizza ovens are incredible. They're tabletop. Some of them are tabletop. Some of them are even bigger. And they're basically just kick-ass ovens, I mean, is what it is. But most people use them for pizzas. You can use them for a variety of things. They've got different types in there for you. Wood pellet grills, they've got them. Gas grills, they've got them. They can install them in custom design kitchens. Yes, they can custom design a kitchen for you, and the design is absolutely free. They're giving it to you free when you're a member of the club, so make sure you take advantage of it, and then they'll build the whole thing out, and it's done in a very, very concise and very quick manner so that you are enjoying your outdoors and living your life as a grill master. Make sure that you go to 975grills.com, sign up for the club, check out all the great offerings they have and all their great locations. It's Texas Star Grill Shop.
ESPN 97.5. You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Let's get Gilbert in here, see what he thinks about the Astros. He's been waiting to get on the radio. Hey, Gilbert. Gilbert, are you there? Hello? Gilbert?
Gentlemen, the Astros are bad.
He doesn't think the Astros are good, I don't think. And I do think he thinks they're going to win tonight.
Do you
He's
think
wasting
they're gonna
our
win
time.
Do you think that's going to happen?
Do I think that the Astros are going to win tonight? Yes, I do. I do. I have complete confidence in them.
And complete.
Hunter Brown? I mean, how could you go wrong?
Well, you want me to find the ways? Yeah. Because we can do that.
Well, we'll find out within the first two innings. Although, the Hunter Brown game I went to, he was, you know, pretty decent. He was actually pretty good. I went to the one good start.
You went to, you were there for it.
He was, yeah, I witnessed history.
Yeah. Yeah. You were
after. I was part of history there. They were, I mean, they lost pretty handily, but I was part of history there, yeah.
Yeah, you were there. You were
I think
there.
They scored one. Yeah, we left after the fifth, but I was part of history.
Yeah, you said the game was boring.
It was boring, but it was historical in the sense that Hunter Brown had almost a quality start.
Right.
Five innings, two runs.
That was historic. That really kind of was.
So I was there for, I got a little taste of his, a little part of history.
You did. Nice.
We can't go out like this. The Astros can't go out like this. This
what
isn't
do you mean?
What it's going to be.
Mean being-
well, it's not going to be this kind of season. Like, it does feel like it is going to be this kind of season. And I almost felt like that before the season started, that like, man, you're starting a season with guys on the injured list. You got dead man walking with Alex Bregman. Something about the season just felt a little bit off. Not like this off, but then after the first started, the game started to roll out and they still couldn't win at home. I started thinking, hey, I remember when Craig Biggio tore his knee up when they came into Enron Stadium and they couldn't, and that season turned into a disaster. It was an outlier because it was just a terrible, you had a good 90, you know, 97, 98, 99. 2000 was terrible. 2001, you were back in the mix again. You know, it was kind of in 2000 all the way to 2005. So it was kind of an outlier at 2000, but maybe this will be an outlier season for you as well in 2024. It just may not be your year. It's definitely not going to be your year if you can't get your starters back.
Well, if it makes
because
you feel better.
Spencer, these guys aren't good enough.
Spencer Arrighetti's pitching tonight, not Hunter Brown.
Does
that make you feel better?
Oh.
Do you feel more confident or less confident, Johnny?
Oh my God!
You were confident in a win.
No, I have more confidence now.
More confidence.
Yeah.
Okay.
Lance, how do you feel?
The same as always, dude.
I love Arrighetti. This is going to be. Oh no, he's our new Hunter Brown.
Does he get through four?
What does that mean?
Yeah, I don't know what that.
No,
means.
No, the good Hunter Brown for the month we got that one. That one month.
Oh, that
got.
1 month Hunter.
Yeah, 1 month Hunter.
Do we get through four innings?
Is that his new nickname? 1 month Hunter.
I mean, we got some not so complimentary nicknames for the back half of the rotation. We've got J6 France and 1 month Hunter. Which one do you prefer?
I like J6 France, but 1 month
I don't
Hunter
like
is pretty
that.
Good.
I don't like that. We should stop saying that.
We're not.
I think that could get us in a lot of trouble.
The,
if you're
the
being
problem
honest.
Is
those people went to jail.
That's art.
It's not just art. It's not unique to art. There's people on my For You page who don't tweet at the show calling him that.
Oh, no. It picked up. Oh, no. It picked up steam because of John. John has really pushed this.
I have not pushed it.
You just pushed
You're
it just now.
You're the one that was laughing at
you
it.
You said, what do you like better? Yeah, it was funny. You said, what do you like better, J6 France? I don't want to act like it even exists.
Like
the more I thought about
Hunter.
It yesterday, I'm like, I'm not gonna take part in this anymore.
I think we can get away with 1 month Hunter. That's fine.
Sure.
Yeah, that's fine.
I don't think I'll get a call from Gene Diaz like I usually do.
No, because it's a
when
factual thing.
When you do impressions of players, of Latin players, like I did that.
No, it's also for, remember Carlos's.
Oh, Carlos's wife, too.
Well, we just played a video that she had out. What was the problem? She put the video out. We just played it.
Yeah, that's all. Let's get Keith in here. He's got something interesting to talk about. Hey, Keith.
Hey, guys. Love the show. Called in the Dell Show yesterday. I had a question today. Those Little Caesars Crazy Puffs, $4 for $4. Have you guys had those yet? They're pretty good. Knocked back a dozen a few days ago, just down to hatch. They're pretty tasty. Have you guys had those?
Have not.
Well, they are the official pizza provider of the NFL, so I can co-sign that. I don't know. I would assume they're really, really good.
Yeah.
because they're the official pizza and also puff,
never
puff
even,
pizza puff providers of the NFL.
Crazy Puffs. Little Caesars
Crazy Puffs.
I have not even heard of that.
Pizza Puff.
Yeah, I'm looking at them right now.
Do they look delicious, though?
Well, you're getting the stylized imaging that they're putting out there. So, sure, in the promo photos, they look great. It looks like a little muffin with pepperoni and mozzarella inside, and then there's a layer of cheese on top.
Yeah.
So like a puff pastry, but it's a pepperoni and cheese.
What, Lance, where did we used to go to the pizza place?
Double Dave's.
Double Dave's had wonderful. Those were wonderful. Anytime you put pepperoni
in
some type of dough.
In some cheese, yeah.
And cheese.
It's not a problem.
Double Dave's still has their pepperoni rolls.
You can't miss.
Double Dave's and their pepperoni rolls still hit, depending on...
No.
Yeah, and I've given this tip before. I guess it depends on your Double Dave's. Ask them to put garlic butter on the rolls before they put them in the oven, and you get a crunchy garlic butter. I don't know what you want to call it. Topping or whatever you want to call it. It gives a little crunch. You get that garlic butter in the bread. I'm doing an Italian hands
right
now.
He's giving us the maron.
I'm giving maron.
He is?
Maron.
I don't know if they'll do it because a lot of people work there. There's a lot of turnover. They don't understand, that we can do that. But if you request it, they may do it. And it's maron.
Maron. All right, one more call, then we'll break it. Ryan. What's up, Ryan?
Hashtag free Rahizi. What's going on, fellas? Did y'all catch that Instagram Texans thing? They're getting all tattoos, and Hannah was like, they're getting like Texans tattoos, and Hannah was like, you know, shaking their hands and stuff. And also, I like the H, man, but I wish they would switch the bull to the helmet and put the H on the sides. What do y'all think?
I wouldn't put hand gestures because at any point that could turn into something that's like considered. You know, at any point, somebody could take a hand gesture, co-opt it, and then all of a sudden you're like, we don't want this. Although U of H doesn't have the fingers, but that's also a shocker. So
right. It is a shocker, and you can't do A-OK anymore, right? Because then that's white power. White power! Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's what it's supposed to be.
You know what? We could use him at first.
Wait, what? No, it's...
White?
Explain yourself. White? Who do you miss again?
What, the guy named White. What was his first name?
Tyler White. His entire career was built off of trash cans.
Well,
I don't care.
He hit home runs every like 40 or 50 at bats.
You know, we do not have a stock, and don't say, and I know you're going to try to say Chaz McCormick, and don't say him, but we don't have like a stubby white guy or just kind of a
Porky.
Porky, hog, fat ass, double wide, butterball.
You want one of those white guys on the
team? No, like what is it? What's the word that you use for jeans for kids who are
husky?
Husky.
Yeah, we don't have a husky white guy like we had the
Gattis, if you want
Evan
to call
Gattis
him that.
Was husky white guy. We had maybe that's the good luck charm. We had Evan Gattis. We had Tyler White. We don't really have husky white guy.
There was no husky white guy in 22.
We had husky Asian catcher at one point.
Yeah, but we also had husky left fielder and Carlos May.
That wasn't great.
Yeah, I don't want to go all the way back there. I'm just saying since the good Astros.
Was there a husky white guy on the 2022 team?
Not Will Harris? No, not 2022.
No, he wasn't for 2022.
We had husky catcher.
No, Maldonado.
Yeah.
Well, just husky. Maybe it's not white guy because we had Hank Conger was he was also husky catcher.
Yeah.
Are they in too good of shape to win games now?
It's just a superstition thing. Who's our husky guy?
No.
We don't really have a husky player.
We need one.
Yeah, we actually
do. Oh, John Singleton.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, yeah.
And
look how low
Abreu.
That's going.
That's going.
Is Abreu
well.
Husky?
No, he's just,
we consider him
he's
husky?
Just cooked.
Just old.
But Singleton's husky.
We should be fine. Yeah. We also need you to talk about Maestro DeBell. That would be great.
Yeah, I mean, look, sometimes when things aren't going your way, you say, man, I got to have a drink. I got to have a glass of tequila. And so you pour your glass, two-finger glass, maybe get a 2-ounce pour in there. Maybe you go with the 3-ounce pour, which is fine. Maybe you go 4-ounce pour and you say, this is it. I'm going to have this, and this is like having two drinks, and I'm good. drink responsibly, obviously, but when you are drinking, you want to have something that tastes great. And you want to have something that has a very smooth flavor. And this is something that Maestro Dobel has. And I've talked to some beverage directors who say, I just hate if you call something smooth tequila. But that's, I'm sorry, I don't mean to offend you, but that's what it is. It's got a nice flavor profile. It's got a hint of sweetness on the back end, but it goes down easier than some of the other tequilas that are out there, and it's fantastic. It tastes great. It doesn't minimize the fact that it has great flavor profile, so you're not missing out on that. But the great thing is that Maestro Dobel, they're going to do the best job that you're going to find of anyone of really putting together a premium product for a very reasonable price. This is very reasonably priced for being a premium tequila, and it's available right now. Wherever fine liquors are sold, you're going to find one of their different types of tequilas, but find the one that you like most. Have you ever tried a Reposado? Have you ever tried an Añejo? These might be your favorite tequilas, and you don't know it. Get a bottle. Check it out for yourself, Maestro Dobel.